Shabalechem, we are in chapter 8 of Gittin, Mishnah Yud. Now, we're continuing a topic we brought up yesterday. We had a lot of topics yesterday, but the last one was get kereach, a bald get. And that's actually a deficiency in something called a get mekusher, a sewn or tied up get. Now, this was a special get we talked about yesterday for Kohanim. Kohanim can be very alacritous, very enthusiastic in their divine service. They can also be very particular, very angry. So if you meet a Kohen like that, it's normal. It's right here in the Mishnah. So a Kohen might decide to divorce his wife. And if it's easy to write up a get and it's quick and it's done in 5 minutes, then he might not think twice, and that has permanent consequences. He cannot remarry a divorced ex-wife. So our sages said, really, it's a good idea for Kohanim to use a more complicated form of get, where they would write a line of the get, fold it, sew it shut, and have a witness sign on the back, and then repeat this process as they wrote the get. So they were folding and sewing and signing, and it took a long time to do it, and meanwhile, Mr. Cohen hopefully will calm down and work things out. But a get kereach, a bald get, is when some of those folds, at least one of the folds, is missing the signing witness. Now, every get needs two witnesses to sign at the bottom, but the get mekushar, the special Kohanic folded get, needed a signature on every fold. So what if you have folds that are missing a signature? So Mishnah Yod points out, hakol mashlim in elav. Any witness could fill in the blanks. Because really, we definitely need two kosher witnesses, like every get, but these witnesses who are signing on the back of every fold, they're sort of just to make it more complicated, quite on purpose, as we've explained. So they're sort of a formality more than an absolute requirement, so anyone could sign there. Divrei Ben Nanas, according to Ben Nanas. And this would include even someone who is, you know, a gambler or a thief or an evid, someone we don't normally trust to sign documents or witness testimony in other places. Rabbi Kiva Mary disagrees. Ein mashlim in a law, you can't add a signature on a blank. Ele krovim, except for relatives, haruyim lahai b'makam acher, who are fitting to testify in another place. The idea here is if we let just anyone sign on the back of the fold of the get mekushar to fix it so it's not a get kereach, then someone who's an eved or someone who's a thief or a gambler, they might, you know, someone might marry that guy or trust that guy to make a business deal, you know, assume he's done tshuva, when that's actually not the case based on the fact that he signed on one of the folds of this get mekushar. But if the guy's a relative, then everyone knows he's related to the man in the get or the woman receiving the get. So we're not going to, you know, assume there's a change in his status. After all, he's fit to testify somewhere else. And the Mishnah concludes, "Va'ezihu get kereach." What's the bald get that we're talking about? Kol shekesharov merubin me'edav. Whenever the number of folds, and there's a blank on the back of every fold, is greater than the number of witnesses signing. As we explained, it would have someone sign on the back every time they folded it. Mazel tov, and on to chapter 9. Hamegarish et ishto. The Amar law, so a man is divorcing his wife, he gives her the get, and he tells her, Hare at muteret lekol adam, you are allowed to marry anyone you like, ela leploni, but not that guy. Rabbi Eliezer matir, Rabbi Eliezer allows it, meaning she is an unmarried woman, and the get worked, but she still can't marry ploni. Chachamim osim, the sages say, no, she's not even divorced, this is a deficiency in the get. The get has to release the ex-wife to marry anyone she wants. And of course, anyone she's fit to marry, not a Kohen, as we've recently mentioned, not a Nazi and a Mamzer, etc. But in the sage's opinion, the husband trying to prevent the ex-wife from marrying who she wants is a deficiency in the get, and they would need to go back and give the get again without any conditions. As the Mishnah says, Kate said, Yosei, so how do you fix it? Yitzlaina, Hemena, he has to take the get from her, v'yachzir v'den the law, and go back and give it to her, v'yomer law, hareyat muter, the kol adam, and tell her, you are now permitted to marry any man. So now it's given without any exceptions, without any conditions. V'im ketavo b'toicho, but if the condition is actually written in the get, if the husband had them write in the get when it was drafted, that she's muter, the kol adam, chutz meploni, and maybe he's got a list, maybe he's got a bucket list of men she can't marry, that is afal pi shechazer mechako. Even if you go back and erase it, puzzle. You can never use this get. This get is always flawed because the original instruction that he was writing was not what's called a sefer kritut. That's the wording in the Torah, a sefer kritut, a document of separation, because she was separating from the husband, but she wasn't allowed to marry who she wanted. So the get itself was never valid in the first place. In the Gemara, they do explain the husband has a certain form of condition that would work to prevent her from remarrying Ploni, but I'll leave that for your further study in the Gemara. Tizku le mitzvot.